Increasingly, Democrats in Washington are expressing confidence that one congressional district that they can move from red to blue in the fall is in Florida's 9th District, where GOP freshman Gus Bielorakis of Palm Harbor is running for re-election. The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee has called the contest one of the top 20 emerging in the country and say that former Plant City Mayor John Dix was among Democratic candidates nationally who have generated excitement in their districts for their campaigns of change. Dix does seem to have most of the establishment support in the August 26th primary election, but Democratic opponent Bill Mitchell isn't conceding anything just yet. WMNF spoke with Mitchell over the weekend.
Well, I think it's going great. We have got great crowd response. We have great, been out canvassing. We've gotten great responses from folks. I'm very, very excited.
So you've got, what, we've got about 6 weeks left, 6 or 7 weeks now. So you ran before, no?
I did. Yeah. I did run before. I ran in the last election cycle and stepped aside in favor of Phyllis Bozanski.
Right, right. So John Dix has gotten some institutional support. How are you going to be able to get cut through that?
Well, we are working with the voters. We are working with the rank and file folks. And in the end, it's going to be the regular folks that decide this election.
So you feel, you know, I just saw a stat today that says there's been roughly 100,000 new Democrats who registered this year compared to 16,000 Republicans. This is, seems like whomever wins the Democratic nomination may have a good chance of upending incumbent Gus Bielorakis.
Well, I think that's right, not only because of the registration figures, which I think are very significant, but also because Gus Bielorakis is the least effective man in Congress, least effective person in Congress, except for a guy who's indicted. And there are three people who are non-voting members of Congress who are more effective. So I think all of these things are very good signs for Democrats.
Yeah, you know, I know Phyllis Bozanski, when she did run 2 years ago, she was going up against the Bielorakis name, which has been on the ballot there for over two decades now. Guess Bielorakis is still on the ballot there, but as you say, maybe there's more people thinking, hey, he's not like the old man. You know, maybe we need something fresh here in this district.
Well, a lot of people say Gus isn't Mike. I think there were people that were going to give Gus a chance to see what he could do, and they found out that he's not effective up there. So I think that does make a difference with folks. I see it in the people that I talk to. I spend a lot of time talking to voters out that way, and I hear it.
Let me ask you this, Bill. Is I know you've worked with veterans and veterans issues here. Iraq War is still ongoing. A lot of questions about if Barack Obama is the nominee. He's talked about bringing the troops home in 16 months. Hearing some comments from some of the people out in the military saying that's too quick. Any thoughts about that?
Well, I do spend a lot of time with the military. I and my staff were out at MacDill Air Force Base just a couple of days ago. I think the military feels like it's time for us to reduce our engagement in Iraq. I believe the military does not believe that we need to stay there. Certainly a lot of the people I talk to don't believe that. I'm told by some of our generals that the rank and file are all going to be voting for Barack Obama, and that tells loads right there. That tells us that, you know, this is really one of the first times in history that serving military, particularly in the field, are voting against the commander-in-chief. And that is going on. We're hearing it from the generals. We're hearing it from the troops.
All right, Bill. Anything else you want to say, Bill, about this about your race?
Well, I'm very, very excited about it. I think it's going very, very well. We're going to be reaching out to all sorts of folks. We've been going all over the district, and I'm excited. I'm really excited about the prospects.